You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
Samantalang ang mga bumibili ng mga bahay ay bumaba nitong nagdaang taon, itinuturing pa din itong isang bahagi ng buhay sa Australia. Kung bibili kayo ng isang nakatayong bahay o magpapagawa ng isang bago, sinasabi ng mga eksperto sa pabahay na ang parehong opsyon ay may mga benepisyo. Narito ang ulat na tinipo ni Audrey Bourget na isinali namin sa ating wika. Si Stephanie Skiberas at ang kanyang asawa ay lumipat sa kanilang unang bahay noong nakaraang taon. Nagdesisyon silang magtayo ng bagong bahay sa suburb ng Donnybrook, 32 kilometro mula sa gitnang Melbourne.
We decided to build because obviously the land in the already established areas was quite small, and moving further out of the suburbs, the land size is a lot bigger. And also, we got to build the house that we wanted.
Sinabi ni Stephanie na kung gugustuhin niya, muli siyang magtatayo ng bagong bahay kumpara sa bibili ng nakatayo ng tirahan.
Definitely would build again. You do tend to save a lot on stamp duty. And you do get that opportunity to build the exact design you want, make changes to the property if you'd like to, pick your own coloring, etc.
Si Victor Kalinowski naman ang nagtatag at mortgage broker sa Black Brisbane. Sinabi niya na ang isang bentahe ng pagtatayo ng isang bagong bahay ay maaari kayong magdesisyon kung ano ang magiging ayos nito.
Being able to design exactly how you want, you know, choosing the tiles, the kitchen appliances, having the setup, and customizing that, you know, if you want bigger bedroom, you know, where you want doorways, all that kind of stuff.
Kung bibili kayo ng isang bahay na nakatayo na, maaaring mahirap makakita ng isang nakaayos sa inyong kagustuhan, lalo na kung naghahanap kayo ng isang malaking bahay na may ilang kwarto.
If you're buying a house that's older, they might have just the bedrooms, the kitchen, and one dining room. So they're just not as big. And if you want to change any of that, then you're going to have to renovate it, and that can be, you know, that can cost a considerable amount of money as well.
Sa kabilang dako, maraming desisyon ang dapat gawin sa kakaunting panahon kung magtatayo kayo ng inyong bagong bahay, kagaya ng kulay, materyales, pagsasaayos, at iba pa.
Some clients find it really hard to visualize something. They find it really hard to go, what would this type of house look like on my block of land? They go to a lot of display homes and they look at a lot of, you know, stuff online and pictures and magazines and all that kind of stuff. But they still find it really sort of challenging to be able to visualize how it will all fit in and what choices to make.
Si Peter Colizos ay property lecturer at autor. Sinabi niya na isa sa mga benepisyo ng isang bagong bahay ay kung gaano ka-epesyente ang enerhiya nito.
Generally, new homes are more energy efficient, so it will cost less to heat and cool. Repair bills are generally lower for new homes because things are relatively new. Modern floor plans and designs can be very popular. And many people want new, just like people want a new car instead of a second-hand car. Many people want new.
Pero idinagdag niya na ang isang disbentahe ng pagtatayo ng isang bahay ay kung gaano katagal ang buong proseso. Kapag nabili na ninyo ang lupa, maaaring hindi kayo makapagpatayo kaagad at ang proseso sa gusali mismo ay mahaba.
The building or the construction process may be extended. And the other thing is, like, you know, I talk to a number of people who move into new homes. And it's the connection of the services. You know, you have to connect that with the telephone people. You have to connect that with the electricity people. You have to connect that with the gas people. Whereas when you buy an established place, this is already done for you.
Ang pagbili ng isang bahay na nakatayo na ay kalimitang mas magaang at madali. Isa pang malaking bagay na dapat ikonsidera ay kung saan ninyo gustong manirahan. Kung gusto ninyo ng isang bahay sa isang lugar na malapit sa syudad, maaaring kailanganing bumili kayo ng bahay na nakatayo na. Kalimitan, kailangan ninyong mabuhay ng malayo sa sentro ng syudad sa isang bagong estado kung gusto ninyong magtayo ng bahay.
The other positive about buying established is you know what the surrounding facilities and other homes are like. You know where the community center is, where the places of worship are, where the shopping centers are. But when you buy in a new estate, you don't know. Just because the developer says, oh, this is a proposed gymnasium, or recreation hall doesn't mean that that's what's going to be erected there, because if the developer falls on hard times, they might decide to do something else with that particular block of land.
Ang halaga ng pagtatayo o pagbili ng nakatayo ng bahay ay isang isyong dapat ding isaalang-alang. Makakatipid kayo ng pera sa stamp duty kung itatayo ninyo ang isang bagong bahay, pero hindi ito kailangang palaging mas murang opsyon. Ang kalahating gastos ay depende sa bahay na gusto ninyo at kung saan ninyo ito itatayo. Magandang ideya din na umupo muna kayo at tansyahin at ikumpara ang halaga bago gumawa ng desisyon. Subukang mag-isip muna at isama ang halaga ng lahat, katulad ng kasangkapan o ang pananatili ng bayad sa renta kung tatagal ang konstruksyon kaysa sa inaasahan. Sinabi ni Victor Kalinowski na dapat din ninyong isipin kung gaano katagal kayong maninirahan sa naturang bahay. Ito ba ay magiging bahay ninyo sa habang buhay o ito isang bahay na balak ninyong ipagbili o pagandahin sa mga darating na panahon?
You're going to buy a home and you're thinking, you know, in a year's time I'm going to sell it and move somewhere else or upgrade to a bigger home. Then going through the whole building process, I mean, is it really worth it for that period of time? Whereas if you said, hey, look, you know, it's going to be, I'm thinking of spending the next 15 or 20 years in this home. We're going to have, you know, I've got kids and I want them to grow up and go to primary school and high school, you know, and university from here. That's potentially going to mean it's more worth it than someone who said, oh, look, you know, in 12 months, I'm going to move overseas.
Kapag naisip na ninyo ang pagmamay-ari ng bahay, tanungin ninyo ang inyong sarili. Gaano katagal ang balak ninyong manirahan dito? Saan ninyo balak lumipat? Anong uri ang gusto ninyong bahay? Gaano ang kaya ninyong ibayad? At gusto ba ninyo itong pagandahin sa mas ibang anyo sa paglipas ng panahon? Kapag nasagot na ninyo ang mga tanong, maaari na itong makatulong sa inyong desisyon kung ano ang pinakamagandang opsyon para sa inyo.
Ito ang Radyo SBS sa Wikang Filipino.
Tell us what you think. Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter.